She's back. Miss Amy is back with an all-new Living Way Out Here on the Survival Circle Network. Join Amy for an uplifting hour of fun on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday evenings at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on Survival Circle. Alright, gather around, drag up a stool. It's time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know.
I love this.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning.
Great welcome there on Fridays. Always love that. I see a lot of discussion. Oh, welcome to Liberty Lounge, by the way. This will be our Independence Day special. I am Cope Reynolds. I'll be your host for the next 2 hours. And primarily, We're going to sit back and listen to a lot of patriotic music tonight. We've got a few things to gripe about a little bit, but most of it's going to be a wide variety of good patriotic music. I am sick to death of the I'll say it. It is the demise, or the very nearly demise, of our country, our Constitution. Everything is going to hell in such a big way that it's going to require all of us to work very, very hard, very diligently. We're going to have to make some sacrifices. We're going to have to get really, really serious about this really, really soon if we're going to save what's left of our country and Constitution. So I would suggest that we buckle up and get ready to do that. So, but I see some discussions there, and this is not related to anything other than a kind of a gun-related deal. Someone said they shot a Revolutionary War gun a while ago. And when we get into training, and we talked about auditory exclusion and tunnel vision and all of this stuff, and they found some of those guns on the battlefield in some of the Revolutionary War battles, you know, Gettysburg and wherever. They found guns, a lot of them there, with multiple balls loaded in there, full loads, powder and everything. And what was happening, because of auditory exclusion and stress and adrenaline and everything, people were thinking they were firing, but actually weren't, and were in such a blind, I'll say panic, you know, in such chaos that they would think they'd be shooting and loading and then loading the gun. They said they found one gun with over 30 balls in it. And of course, that's easy to do in some of those big, long Kentucky rifles and whatnot. They said they found 30 balls in there. If it was like a 30, what were they, 32, 36 caliber, or something like that, under the 50s, it wouldn't be hard at all to pack 30-something balls in there. So I thought that was interesting. It's a very, very neat story to listen to the whole thing about it. But anyway, Eddie, I don't even know anything about what you're talking about there. I have no idea what man and woman, what you're talking about. So, but we do have a wide variety of stuff already lined up here. And I'm going to get started on some of this stuff. I'm going to try not to talk too awful much and mess up all this great Independence Day music we got lined up here. Down to the fair and town on Independence. You know, I don't care too much what war it is, whether it's War of 1812, Civil War, whatever. I don't care. There were tremendous, tremendous patriots in every war. Even now, I will say that I believe that there were probably a few more people more dedicated, and you know, there were more people that were going out and trying to get into these wars at 13, 14, 15 years old back in the day, and now the ones that are 18, 19, 20 years old are trying to do everything they can do to stay out. So I think that there were not to say for a second, and don't think that I'm implying this because I'm not, there are remarkable patriots today. I just don't think they're as I don't think there's as frequent as many of them as there were back in the day. And by back in the day, you know, even as late as World War II, early Vietnam, Korea, there were people that were joining readily, knowing that they were going into a hostile fire zone when they were, you know, 17, 18 years old. In World War II, there were some, in World War I, as young as 13, 14 years old, that were trying to get in to these wars, to these places where they knew that people were dying. But they went in there to defend their country, their flag, their constitution. And regardless of the politics of the war or why they started, that is irrelevant. That has absolutely nothing to do with it, and I don't want to hear about it. All I'm talking about is the dedication of these patriots. They went and did what was expected of them, what they were called upon to do, regardless of what the politics of the war was. So, and here's...
If we look to the answer, for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, it was because here in this land we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Pork Chop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small town barber shop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We're told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf, under the heading My Pledge, he had written these words: America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. It is a weapon that we as Americans do have. Let that be understood by those who practice terrorism and prey upon their neighbors. As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever. We are Americans.
The following program is presented by Blue Highways TV. More than a
Lord knows I've tried. It's an awful awakening in a country boy's life. To look in the mirror in total surprise at the hair on your shoulders and the age in your eyes. A man light of my life. Fate.
This ain't no rag, it's a flag, and we don't wear it on our heads. It's a symbol of the land where the good guys live. Are you listening to what I said? You a coward and a fool, and you broke all the rules, and you wounded our American pride. Now we're coming with a gun, and you know you're gonna run, but you can't find no place to hide. We're gonna hunt you down like a mad dog, a hound, make you pay for the lies you stole. We're all through talking and messing around, and now it's time to rock and roll. These colors don't run, and we speak as one. When we say united, we stand. If you mess with one, you mess with us all. Every boy, girl, woman, and man. You've been acting mighty rash and talking that trash. Let me give you some advice. You can crawl back in your hole like a dirty little mole, but now it's time to pay the price. You might have shot us in the back, now you have to face the fact that the big boy's in the game. And the thunder's been crashing and the lightning's been flashing, and now it's getting ready to rain. This is the United States of America, the land of the brave and free. We believe in God, we believe in justice, we believe in liberty. You better pull that iron chain, we should have done something about you a long time ago. But now the flag's flying high and the bird's gonna fly, so the whole world's gonna know. But this ain't no rag, it's a flag, old glory red, white, and blue. The stars and the stripes, when it comes to a fight, we can do what we have to do. Our people stand proud, the American crowd's faithful and loyal and tough. Are we as good as the best and better than the rest? You're gonna find out soon enough. When you look up in the sky and you see the eagle fly, you better know he's ahead of your way. But this ain't no rag, it's a flag and it stands for the USA. USA! 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 Up in the sky and you see the eagle fly, you better know he's ahead of your way. Cause this ain't no rag, it's a flag and it stands for the USA. USA.
I pledge allegiance
USA.
To the
USA.
Flag
USA.
Of the United
USA.
States
USA.
Of America.
USA. USA. USA.
USA! USA! One nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
All right. For those of you that are new to Liberty Lounge, I know we've got a few new faces in there. Dee joined us tonight. We saw a lady, I'm sorry, I forgot, lady something up there a while ago. What we do on Fridays, we take a little bit of a break. Tonight is not at all representative of what we do the other 4 days of the week. Monday through Thursday, we are probably one of the most politically incorrect shows that you'll ever listen to. We don't hold anything back. We do. There is no language. Your kids are welcome to join us. I mean, there's a few damns and hells and whatnot in there occasionally when I get mad, but for the most part, we keep it pretty clean. And we do talk about guns quite a bit, talk about self-defense and training and such as that. We spend a lot of time on liberty and the Constitution and the things that have been thrown by the wayside here that we need to pick up and carry on with here. But on Fridays, we take a break from all that. Try to start the weekend a little more cheerful and not go into it mad and upset and everything. So we spend Friday nights with typically classic country music. Once in a long time in between while we do a rock show. Not because I like it, but because a few of the people do, a few of our listeners do. Not very many, but a few. So we throw that in from time to time. And you can show him how? He may not want to.
I want to see what everybody's saying. They might be talking
so
about
me. So then on special events, Independence Day, Veterans Day, Christmas, Thanksgiving, whatever, you know, then we have shows that are kind of geared towards those holidays. So with all of that being said, welcome to those of you that have joined us recently, and we're off to the races.
This is me, shaken like I am. For it said, I'm sorry to inform you.
All right. Nan, you know, I got to throw a good word in for Nan's daughter there. I knew those girls when they were, five or something, the last time I saw them, long time ago. And it's just, it seems just amazing to me now that we have little girls all grown up and as a what I don't know what rank she is now, but she is a and Nan is a proud mom of a veteran there, and I've kind of been following what the little girl was, not a little girl anymore, but I guess she still is a little girl to me, what she's been doing over the years, and I'm proud of her, and I'm very impressed. She was dang sure raised correctly, and congratulations, Nan, you've done a wonderful job.
You fought all the way, Johnny Reb, Johnny Reb. You fought all the way, Johnny Reb. Saw you a-marching with Robert E. Lee. You held your head high, trying to win the victory. You fought for your folks, but you didn't die in vain. Even though you lost, they speak highly of your name. 'Cause you fought all the way, Johnny Reb, Johnny Reb. You fought all the way, Johnny Reb. I heard your teeth chatter from the cold outside. Saw the bullets open up the wounds in your side. I saw the young boys as they began to fall. You had tears in your eyes, 'cause you couldn't help it all. But you fought all the way, Johnny Reb, Johnny Reb. You fought all the way, Johnny Reb. I saw General Lee raise a saber in his hand. Heard the cannons roar as you made your last stand. You marched into battle with the gray and the red. When the cannon smoke cleared, took days to count the dead. 'Cause you fought all the way, Johnny Reb, Johnny Reb. You fought all the way, Johnny Reb. When Honest Abe heard the news about your fall, the folks thought he'd call a great victory ball. But he asked the band to play the song Dixie for you, Johnny Reb, and all that you believe. 'Cause you fought all the way, Johnny Reb, Johnny Reb. Yeah, you fought all the way, Johnny Reb. You fought all the way, Johnny Reb, Johnny Reb. You fought all the way, Johnny Reb. You fought all the way, Johnny Reb, Johnny Reb. Yeah, you fought all the way.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our head. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And an eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here. When you hear Mother Freedom start a ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole. Served and the battle will rage. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. And you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly. And it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down.
This is where I'd settle down. I thought I'd die an old man back in my hometown. They gave me this plot of land, me and some other men, for a job well done. There's a big white house, it's on a hill just up the road. Man inside, he cried the day they brought me home. They folded up the flag and told my mom and dad, we're proud of your son. And I'm proud to be on this peaceful piece of property. I'm on sacred ground and I'm in the best company. I'm thankful for those, thankful for the things I've done. I can rest in peace, I'm one of the chosen ones. I made it to Arlington. I remember Daddy brought me here when I was 8. We searched all day to find out where my granddad lay. When we finally found that cross, he said, son, this is what it cost to keep us free. Now here I am, 1,000 stones away from him. He recognized me on the first day I came in, and it gave me a chill when he clicked his heels and saluted me. To be on this peaceful piece of property. I'm on sacred ground and I'm in the best of company. And I'm thankful for those, thankful for the things I've done. I can rest in peace. I'm one of the chosen ones. I made it to Arlington. Every time I hear 21 guns, I know they brought another hero home to us. We're thankful for those things. For the things we've done, we can rest in peace, 'cause we are the chosen ones. We made it to Arlington. Yeah, dust to dust, don't cry for us. We made it to Arlington. The battle was over at Custer's last stand. And taps were sounding for all the brave men, while one lone survivor, wounded and weak, Comanche, the brave horse, lay at the general's feet. Comanche, you fought hard. Comanche, you tried. You were a good soldier, so hold your head up high. For even the greatest sometimes must fall. Comanche, the brave horse, you gave your all. Silent, your deeds did speak loud. If your buddies could see you, I know they'd be proud. The symbol of bravery at the little bighorn. Poor old Comanche, your medal scarred and torn. Comanche, you fought hard. Comanche, you tried. You were a good soldier, so hold your head up high. For even the greatest sometimes must fall. Comanche, the brave horse, your own. Comanche, you fought hard. Comanche, you tried. You were a good soldier, so hold your head up high. For even the greatest sometimes must fall. Comanche, the brave horse, you gave your all.
Took a walk through laughing and children were playing. And as I watched them, I found myself praying, Lord, keep them safe here at home in the land of the free. I just came back from a place where they hated me and everything I stand for. A land where our brothers are dying for others who don't even care anymore. If I'm not the same little freckle-faced boy that grew up in that house next door.
Now, I don't mind playing some of Toby Keith's songs on where I get them because they're free. I will not donate any, make sure that none of my money goes to him. He has gone to the dark side. His restaurants, his, I don't know if it's a chain. I know he has a few restaurants. I guess it's a chain. And guns are not allowed in any of them, and it's not strictly an insurance type thing. It is his decision. So, he is, as far as I'm concerned, he's gone. I won't buy anything. I won't buy any CDs or tapes or anything. I will make sure that none of my money goes to him or anything that he supports. But he has some good music, and we'll listen to it here because it's free.
There you go.
Yep.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Mondays when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid. Hey, I'm steady. Hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost. Don't come free. I'm an American
minds. Sleep in peace tonight, American soldier.
Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans.
We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well.
We fired our guns and the British kept coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it. Well, down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch it. Well, down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
ask me why I love her? Well, give me time and I'll explain. Have you seen a Kansas sunset or an Arizona rain? Have you drifted on a bayou down Louisiana way? Have you watched the cold fog drifting over San Francisco Bay? Have you heard a Bob White calling in the Carolina Pines? Or heard the bellow of a diesel in the Appalachia mines? Does the call of the Niagara thrill you when you hear her waters roar? You look with awe and wonder at her Massachusetts shore, where men who braved a hard new world first stepped on Plymouth Rock. Do you think of them when you stroll along a New York City dock? Have you seen a snowflake drifting in the Rockies way up high? Have you seen the sun come blazing down from a bright Nevada sky? Have you hailed to the Columbia as she rushes to the sea? Or are you head at Gettysburg? Our struggle to be free? Have you seen the mighty Tetons? You watched an eagle soar? Have you seen the Mississippi roll along Missouri's shore? Have you felt a chill at Michigan when on a winter's day her waters rage along the shore in thunderous display? Does the word aloha make you warm? Do you stare in disbelief when you see the surf come roaring in at Waimea Reef? From Alaska's cold to the Everglades, from the Rio Grande to Maine, my heart cries out, my pulse runs fast, the might of her domain. You ask me why I love her? I've a million reasons why. My beautiful America, beneath God's wide, wide sky.
Well, Yak, Eddie Crump, I hate to disappoint you, but if you think I'm going to mix Metallica in with the likes of John Wayne and Brooks and Dunn and Daryl Worley and Johnny Horton, you guys have been smoking too much of something. I'm not sure what, but that's not going to be happening.
Yeah.
We can't be doing that. That would be on the verge of being sacrilegious there.
Blasphemy. Blasphemy.
Come on.
I hear people say we don't need this war, but I say there's some things worth fighting for. What about our freedom and this piece of ground? We didn't get to keep them by backing down. They say we don't realize the mess we're getting in. Before you start your preaching, let me ask you this, my friend. Have you forgotten how it felt that day? Took all the footage off my TV. Said it's too disturbing for you and me. It'll just breed anger. That's what the experts say. It was up to me, I'd show it every day. Some say this country's just out looking for a fight. Well, after 9/11, man, I'd have to say that's right. Have you forgotten how it felt that day?
Through a county courthouse square, on a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware.
And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching it write and say, "Can you see?" And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her up right. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
You know, that version of the Star Spangled Banner a while ago, the first time I heard that, I was just floored. And even other times that they have sung it are not quite as good as that one. They were four little girls, two of them 7, 1 6, 1 8, when they did it at that time. And I think that is, without a doubt, the best version of the Star Spangled Banner that there's ever been. You know, I like a lot of them. I do not like Jimi Hendrix trying to do it. I think he destroyed the song. I don't like Roseanne Barr trying to do it, and some of those idiots that play it that try to sing it at the Super Bowl and whatnot. I like it done traditionally, and those girls do a damn fine job of it. And I'm going to tell you the truth, there's, you get used to a lot of things. You know, you get hardened after a while of seeing dead people and whatever. And it took me listening to that song quite a few times before I didn't tear up over it. And I'll tell you, if I was sitting around three sheets in the wind and feeling sorry for myself, and somebody played that song, I listened to it by myself, I'm sure that it would do it again. Amazing version of that song.
One could end up going.
everything. She came out here to be an actress. He was a singer in a band. This just might go back to Oklahoma and talk about the stars they could have been.
Yeah.
Before we start this this next one here, I want to remind everyone, and we took this seriously, what we talked about last night, and there is a, I don't know how strong the possibility is, what the potential is, but there's enough of it to me, and I have this this feeling that we are so close right now that we all got together around here and we decided that under the current circumstances and talking about the possibility of a dirty bomb in New York and the 56 mobile command centers that the FBI put out so hastily all over the country and everything, that we've decided to pull our money out of the bank, got some more silver, and have settled in here to see what happens over the next couple of days. I sure can't guarantee this, but I don't feel like they will, you know, wait a couple of days because everybody's expecting it tomorrow. I think that they're very symbolic in the things that they do, and they, the 4th of July or 9/11 or Veterans Day or, you know, Christmas Day or something like that, that would be a date that is either special to them or special to us, will be, I think, when their next attack will be. And so, you know, we can't lose anything. What do you lose? Maybe a couple of percent. It's not a big deal. So we decided that we'd go ahead and pull that out and see what happens over the weekend. And it's not a big deal. We can throw it back in Monday or Tuesday if all goes well, and won't worry about it right now. You know, Easy Mac, I agree with you, but I'm going to tell you, you know, early on in the show, we had an anonymous there, and I don't remember who he was. I don't even know if he's still with us or not. Don't look like it. Looks like he left. It was, I don't remember, 65, whatever it was. One of the anonymous said that now our children are fat and lazy or something. And I knew what he meant. You know, overwhelmingly, you know, there's a lot of that going on, and I know what you mean. But we can still ask for his blessings, because not all of us have promoted and sustained infanticide and sodomy and all that. There are, you know, as a nation, probably so. But I know that I have not personally, and I have no problem with continuing to ask for his blessings to help get things back on track. And the only way that that's going to happen is with, it's not going to be only his blessings, it's going to be those of us that are willing to, willing to make the sacrifices that others have made. And, Doc, I wouldn't know anything about getting large amounts of cash out of the bank, buddy. I have no clue. We haven't been up into the, suspicious activity report area there yet. So, we'll, I do know that there was a bank in Pennsylvania that, I think it was in Pennsylvania, where a lady tried to pull out $2,500 and had to, fill out a suspicious activity report, and they were told by a member in there that you could go and get half of it, or get $2,000 out of the from the teller, and then $500 from the ATM, and that wouldn't be a problem. So I don't know if there's any other banks or any other areas around having that kind of problem. But Easy Mac, I know what you meant, and I don't think that you for any, you know, by any means were meant anything other than what it was there at face value. But there's still a lot of us. There's a lot of us around. Look at all the patriots in Washington. I don't know one of them that when I was up there, both times that I was up there, that I didn't see bowing their head and you know, when they were saying the prayers during the rallies and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, there's a large percentage of us still that are looking to God for His blessings to help us get through this. We won't get through it without Him, but we're not going to get through it unless a bunch of us get on board and take this seriously too. It's not all about Him, not all about us. It's going to require a joint effort here. Don't you think, Tebow?
There you go.
I don't know any other way to do it.
He's an all-American brave. The white come from my grandma. She's a red-headed Irish maid. The blue come from the man I love, cause I did before I said I do. That leaves me a mixed-up breed of red, white, and blue. I'm red, white, and blue. Ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm proud of it, too. Blue-eyed Indian squaw. Everybody calls me a half-breed. That's what you get when you sow a little red and a white seed. The white man said he'd marry me. He lied, cause babies do. Oh, that leaves me a mixed-up breed of red, white, and blue. I'm red, white, and blue. Oh, 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 oh. The great white fathers had it planned to take the red man's land. I think you think I'm prejudiced, but I'd never lie to you. There's wild red blood running through my veins, and I wish my skin was too. I wish my skin was too. I'm red, white, and blue. Oh, 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 oh.
I remember a teacher that I had. Now, I went through the seventh grade. I went to the seventh grade. I left home when I was 10 years old because I was hungry. And I used to, this is true. I work in the summer and I go to school in the winter. But I had this one teacher. He was the principal of the Harrison School in Vincennes, Indiana. To me, this was the greatest teacher, a real sage of my time, anyhow. He had such wisdom. And we were all reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day. And he walked over, this little old teacher. Mr. Laswell was his name. Mr. Laswell, he says, he says, I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester, and it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word? I. Me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, old glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect. Because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country. And to the Republic, republic. A state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people. And it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life, without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation. And justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the pledge of allegiance. Under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools too?
My dear son, it's almost June. I hope this letter catches up with you and finds you well. It's been dry, but they're calling for rain, and everything's the same old same in Johnsonville. Your stubborn old daddy ain't said too much, but I'm sure you know he sends his love. She goes on in a letter from home. I hold it up and show my buddies like we ain't scared, and our boots ain't muddy, and they all laugh like there's something funny about the way I talk when I say mama sends her best, y'all. Fold it up and put it in my shirt. Pick up my gun and get back to work. And it keeps me driving on, waiting on letters from home. My dearest love, it's almost dawn. I've been lying here all night long, wondering where you might be. I saw your mama and I showed her the ring. Man on a television said something, so I couldn't sleep. But I'll be alright, I'm just missing you. And this is me kissing you. X's and O's in a letter from home. I hold it up and show my buddies like we ain't scared, and our boots ain't muddy, and they all laugh, cause she calls me honey, but they take it hard, cause I don't read the good part. I fold it up and put it in my shirt. Pick up my gun and get back to work. And it keeps me driving on, waiting on letters from home. Dear son,
son, I know I ain't written. I'm sitting here tonight alone in the kitchen, it occurs to me I might not have said it, so I'll say it now. Son, you make me proud. I hold it up and show my buddies like we ain't scared and our boots ain't muddy, but no one laughs, cause there ain't nothing funny when a soldier cries. And I just wipe my eyes. I fold it up and put it in my shirt, pick up my gun and get back to work. And it keeps me driving on, waiting on. Letters from home.
Also live someday.
Patsy, Lincoln, Custer, Washington, and Perry. Nathan Hale and Colin Kelly, too. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere, waving o'er the land of heroes brave and true. In this war with its mad schemes of destruction, of our country fair and our sweet liberty, by the mad dictators, leaders of corruption, can't the U.S. use a mountain boy like me? God gave me the right to be a free American. For that precious right I'd gladly die. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere. That is where I want to live when I die. Though I realize I'm crippled, that is true, sir. Please don't judge my courage by my twisted leg. Let me show my Uncle Sam what I can do, sir. Let me help to bring the axes down a peg. If I do some great deed, I will be a hero. And a hero brave is what I want to be. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere. In that heaven there should be a place for me.
Begun. The Germans had the biggest ship that had the biggest guns. The Bismarck was the fastest ship that ever sailed the sea. On her decks were guns as big as steers and shells as big as trees. Out of the cold and foggy night came the British ship, the Hood. And every British seaman, he knew and understood. They had to sink the Bismarck, the terror of the sea. Stop those guns as big as steers and those shells as big as trees. And find that German battleship that's making such a fuss. We gotta sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us.
Hit the decks a running, boys, and spin those guns around.
But when we find the Bismarck, we gotta cut her down. The Hood found the Bismarck, and on that fatal day,
the Bismarck started firing 15 miles away. We gotta sink the Bismarck,
was the battle sound. But when the smoke had cleared away, the mighty Hood went down. For 6 long days and weary nights, they tried to find her trail.
Churchill told the people, put every ship a sail. Cause somewhere on that ocean, I know she's gotta be.
We gotta sink the Bismarck to the bottom of the sea.
They find that German battleship that's making such a fuss.
We gotta sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us.
Hit the decks a-running, boys, and spin those guns around.
When we find the Bismarck, we gotta cut her down. The fog was gone the seventh day, and they saw the morning sun.
10 hours away from homeland, the Bismarck made its run. The admiral of the British fleet said, turn those bows around.
We found that German battleship, and we're gonna cut her down. The British guns were aimed, and the shells were coming fast.
The first shell hit the Bismarck, they knew she couldn't last. That mighty German battleship is just a memory.
Sink the Bismarck was the battle cry that shook the seven seas.
We found that German battleship was making such a fuss.
We had to sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us.
We hit the deck a-running and we spun those guns around. Yeah, we found that
ship for making such a fuss. We had to sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us.
We hit the deck a-running and we spun those guns around.
We found the mighty Bismarck and then we cut her down.
Soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
September day, were you in the yard with your wife and children, or working on some stage in L.A.? Did you stand there in shock at the sight of that black smoke rising against that blue sky? Did you shout out in anger and fear for your neighbor, or did you just sit down and cry? Did you weep for the children who lost their dear loved ones, pray for the ones who don't know? Did you rejoice for the people who walked from the rubble and sob for the ones left below? Did you burst out with pride for the red, white, and blue, and the heroes who died just doing what they do? Did you look up to heaven for some kind of answer, and look at yourself and what really matters? I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus, and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Teaching a class full of innocent children, or driving down some cold interstate? Did you feel guilty cause you're a survivor? In a crowded room, did you feel alone? Did you call up your mother and tell her you loved her? Did you dust off that Bible at home? Did you open your eyes and hope it never happened? Close your eyes and not go to sleep. Did you notice the sunset? First time in ages, I speak to some stranger on the street. Did you lay down at night, think of tomorrow, go out and buy you a gun? Did you turn off that violent old movie you're watching, turn on Isle of Lucy reruns. Did you go to a church and hold hands with some strangers, stand in line and give your own blood? Did you just stay home and cling tight to your family? Thank God you had somebody to love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus and I've talked to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. And the greatest is love. And the greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day?
It never fails to surprise me that there are still vast lands of the United States literally uncultivated.
Well, it won't be this way long. Come the private airplane, people will start spreading around.
Wouldn't it be wonderful to be part of the new world?
Well, I don't think it will change as much as some people think.
Oh, but it must.
Why?
For too long we've had that laissez-faire attitude toward executive operation. We must educate ourselves to share the responsibilities as well as the advantages of citizenship.
Oh, I read that book, too. It certainly made an impression on you, what that writer had to say. But it's a lot of hooey, fixing everybody up when they let out their first squawk, giving them pointers on good government between bottle feedings, and teaching them in school to be good little ladies and gentlemen and not smack each other around.
Oh, it's very easy to make fun of everything.
Listen, Miss Clutch, have you ever heard of some fellas who first came over to this country? You know what they found? They found a howling wilderness, with summers too hot and winters freezing. Did they have insurance for their old age, for their crops, for their homes? They did not. They looked at the land and the forests and the rivers. They looked at their wives, their kids, and their houses. And then they looked up at the sky and they said, "Thanks, God. We'll take it from here." They were rugged fellows. They were men.
What would have happened in 1789, or 1942, or 9/11, if a top government official stepped in front of the people and publicly proclaimed America was a nation of cowards? He would have been run out of the country on a rail, packaged in tar and feathered, at least. But that's what happened in 2009, and you did nothing. Have you become a nation of cowards, America? In the greatest show of arrogance and disdain any Congress ever showed any citizenry, your dysfunctionally elite, self-interested, none-representing representatives passed the largest spending bill in history without reading it, and you did nothing. You want them to obey your constitutional mandate and secure your borders, and they ignore you. You ask them to enforce your immigration laws, and they ignore you. You say stop the madness of handing $300 billion of a bankrupted treasury to illegal alien welfare, rewarding them for making a mockery of your laws, and they ignore you. And now an open defiance of the overwhelming will of the people are preparing more amnesty programs. You say stop exporting my nation's vital industries to foreign shores, and they ignore you. You say no to using your money to bail out failed, corrupt, and greedy businesses, and they ignore you. You say implement the E-Verify system so American jobs go to American workers, and they ignore you. If your self-serving Congress were a business, they'd all be in jail now. The biggest traitors among you hold elective office. Only when they feel the almighty wrath of we the people, marching in the streets from California to New York, shouting we're mad as hell and we want our country back, will they get the message they work for you. Wake up, America. While you were playing with the toys of your consumer wealth, you lost much more than your bloated economy of living beyond your means. You lost your representative democracy. Your servants have become your masters. Taxation without representation is tyranny. But still, you look to government to solve problems they created in the first place. You're sucking at the hind tit of a dead cow. Why isn't there a 3 million-person We the People march on Washington? A nationwide taxpayers' revolt. Thousands of cars and trucks surrounding your nation's capital, bringing your failed government to a standstill. Democracy doesn't repress power. It unleashes it to we the people. Take it now. They dictated an economic salvation plan to you. Now it's time to stick it to them with a We the People stimulus package. Require all laws that apply to the rest of the country to equally apply to Congress. Start by first removing the elite privileges that place your non-representing representatives above you, not with you. Require all laws that apply to the rest of the country to equally apply to Congress. Repeal Congress's right to vote for their own raises. Balance the federal budget. Force your legislators to do what you now have to do. Live within your means. If you don't, you're committing national suicide. Make Congress pay into the Social Security system. They make laws for it. Now they might be interested in thinking twice before they allow 20 million illegal aliens to reap the benefits of a retirement program the legal citizens paid into all their lives. Long-term power corrupts. Limit Congress from serving more than 2 terms. That's all you give your president. Let them search for their own 401k plan instead of the gross unfairness of awarding them their full salary for the rest of their lives after only serving 1 term. Stop paying for lawmakers' insurance premiums. After all, they're only part-time employees. They might pass some laws on the insurance companies if they had to find one themselves. Throw out of office every congressman and woman who didn't bother to read the biggest spending bill in history before voting for it. With the money you save from all of the above, put it into increased salary and benefits for the men and women of the armed forces. They never fail you. Start no war unless you intend to win it. Make English the official language of America. You talk of United We Stand, but do nothing to make it happen. Give every legal immigrant a chance to succeed. Not 1 cent of taxpayer money for illegal aliens. We are a nation of laws and do not reward lawbreakers. Abolish the Electoral College and put the election of the president back in the hands of we the people. Bring back universal service. 2 years in the military or 2 years in community involvement. Ensure your future. Rekindle the spirit of America. Service, honor, and duty to country. Give your young people a chance to understand they are entitled to nothing they don't earn. Wake up, America. You've allowed yourselves to become little more than cowering spectators, watching the nation your grandparents built, the richest, most powerful, most self-sufficient republic in history, with the highest standard of living any nation ever achieved, now in the middle of the greatest unprecedented decline in modern history. The world's only superpower can't defend its borders, balance its budget, win its wars, manufacture its own products, or protect its own currency. Your total government debt obligation in the next several years is approaching the gross domestic product of the entire world. You've diminished the future of your children, grandchildren, and 10 more generations of Americans. On September 11, 2001, 300 million Americans put aside what divided them and rallied around what united them. You proudly flew your flags, wore T-shirts that said, "These colors don't run." Then your leadership told you to do nothing. Let your professional army do the fighting. Perhaps you learned to do nothing too well. 233 years ago, the silent majority in Boston got fed up with taxation without representation and held a little tea party to prove the anger of we the people is on the march. It started the first American Revolution. Now it's time to start the second American Revolution. Take an envelope, put a tea bag inside. Simple. Seal it and send it to your non-representing representatives in Congress. They'll get the idea. We're mad as hell and we want our country back. Look in your mirror. There's your leader. Phone your talk radio host. Call for a tax protest. Set your internet communities on fire with the idea. But if you decide to do nothing again, then buy a gun. You'll need it. My name is Thomas Paine. Don't give up hope, America. Your country needs a new greatest generation. answer the call. Get into the fight. It's a good time to be a patriot. The second American Revolution has just begun.
And with that, we're
I walked through a county courthouse square on a park bench, an old man was sitting there.
We've already been there and done that. All right, and with that, we're going to close here on one more, an important one back from the Civil War time. I hope you guys have enjoyed this. I didn't talk very much. I spent more time putting out the, just trying to set the mood for tomorrow. So I hope you guys have a great Independence Day. Please remember what it's for and why we have this, and hope to God that we have another one after this is over with. We'll find out soon, I think. Good night.
changed in these past few days.
Okay, that about wraps it up for another edition of Liberty Lounge on this Friday evening. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. Be sure and join me again Monday morning for Amy's show, Living Way Out Here, at 8 o'clock Pacific Time, and The Shooting Bench, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific Time. Remember that your life is a gift from God. How you spend it is your gift to Him. Good night.
And it's all over. I called you on the phone just to find out what was wrong, and the things you said made my suspicions real. You said tonight again you have to stay with this sick friend. But that story I'm not buying, 'cause it's all over but the crying. It's all over but the crying. I never would have thought you. You said I love you. Now I'll say my goodbye, 'cause it's all over but the crying. It's all.